Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hashtag Be Inspired by Shaheels. How are you doing today? I trust everything is going well, and I hope you remember to give gratitude to God this morning for waking you up. Priceless. Well, as always, I want to say thank you to everyone who's been sharing the podcast. Thanks for visiting the website, www.shaheelshaheels.com, and thank you for going on the Facebook groups and pages and leaving your comments. Your feedbacks are amazing. Please keep them coming. It really helps to get better. Thank you. Well, today I want to tell you a story of a young lady, and when I heard the story, it really, really broke my heart. But I also thought it was a lesson to young ladies out there. And that if I tell this story, maybe just somebody, just one person, might rethink their actions before they actually do it, or actually decide to see, you know, sit down and think about what they're going through right now and know that they're not in it alone and there's a solution to it. So here we go. Now, BJ was of course, she's an amazing young lady. I have met her a couple of times, but she told me her story a couple of days ago, and honestly, I said I wanted her to say it herself, but she was like, no, you say, you know, fine. Okay, so here it goes. Well, BJ, a young lady in her late 20s, but I think she's 29, she had this guy who was desperately trying to date her. The guy kept pestering her for months and months and months, and she kept turning the guy down. Eventually, because of the pestering and the constant communication, they became just normal friends. And after a while, she said, okay, let me give him a try. And they started dating each other. Now, as soon as they started dating, this guy started treating her badly. I mean, it was as if he was revengeful. But as time went on, she would say, oh, it's my fault. I blame myself. It's the way I spoke to him. That's why he treated me this way. She gave me a couple of instances of how the guy treated her. There was a day she had gone to visit the guy and his phone wasn't working properly. So she said, oh, honey, let me go fix your phone for you. He said, whatever, you can go do it. I don't care, whatever. So she picked up the phone. She went to get it done for a lot of money because it was a brand new iPhone. And she called him and said, oh, baby, your phone is ready. Can I come drop it for you? He said, yeah, I'm at home, you can come. He said, okay, you wait for me at that junction and I will come pick you, because she had to get a cab to a junction and then wait for him to come pick her because the cabs won't go that far. They had to do a turnaround at that junction because they wouldn't get clients if they went any further into the estate. So she got there around 9 p.m. at night and said, honey, and she calls this guy and says, honey, I'm at the junction. He says, okay, I'm okay. He just said, okay, and dropped the phone. 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30, 40, 50, 60, 60, 70, 80, 90. 1 hour, 30 minutes for a ride that would have taken 3 minutes by car to come pick her. He still hadn't picked her. And she was calling him and he wasn't picking his calls. Then finally, around 10:30, he picks up his call. And she says, honey, I've been waiting for you. How can you leave me here? It's late, it's dangerous. There are a few people milling around, but you know, I'm a lady. And he slams the phone down. She tries him back, he switches off his phone. So she decides to, what can she do? So she starts walking and walking, and it takes her about 15 minutes to get to his house. And when she gets there, he has a cook. So the cook comes to open the door. She walks in. He's sprawled on the couch watching football. And she says, why did you leave me there? He just ignores her. So when he ignores her, she kneels down and starts to plead with the guy. I'm sorry, my love. I'm sure I didn't spell. It was the way I spoke to you. Please forgive me. I'm so sorry. And he just ignores her and keeps watching telly. After pleading for about 15, 20 minutes and no response, she drops the phone. She leaves that night. She calls a taxi, couldn't get one, so she gets a friend, frantically calls someone, and they come pick her up, and she goes home that night. So she gets home around 12 midnight, and then she sits with her friend and she begins to cry and says, oh, it's my fault, you know, I am guilty. it was because of the way I spoke to him. You know, he loves me, but I spoke to him rudely on the phone. Now he's not talking to me. What am I going to do? And she was crying and sobbing. Now remember, this guy, she had taken the phone, done it for him. She had waited for him under the bridge at night. He refused to come pick. She had got into the house, knelt down, pleaded with him, and he still didn't say a word. And she had left that night up to 12 midnight, and he still hadn't called to say, are you okay? And for days, she kept trying. When she got to his house, the gate man would say he's not around. She kept calling and calling. Now, this was 2 weeks to his birthday. 2 days to his birthday, he calls her back and says, well, you know what? I don't like the way you spoke to me. I don't like the way you spoke. That's why you shouldn't talk to me like that. And she goes, I'm sorry, my love. Oh my gosh. I said, where are you now? He said, oh, I'm with my friends. I'm coming. So he went over to the friend's house, says hello to her, and leaves her there and goes away. And when the friend comes back, she's so elated. Oh my gosh. Do you know he loves me? He came to see me. This and that, this and that, this and that. You'd let this guy treat you this way. I bet he's back because it's his birthday in 2 days, and he knows that you always get him amazing cakes and everything. That's why he said, nah, it's got nothing to do with that. I'm not gonna get him anything anyway. I haven't got money on me, so okay, fine. So the birthday comes and goes, and the friend says, did you get the guy anything? He said, no, of course not, I didn't. The next day, she's on a call and it's on speaker, and all of a sudden, the other friend says, honey, why did you get something for that guy? The cake you got him must have cost you a pretty penny. And the gifts, why did you do that? This guy doesn't treat you well. And she says to that one, I'll call you back, and drops the phone. And the other friend says, but I thought you said you didn't get him anything. Say, well, it wasn't anything much, this and that. And do you know what happened? She now said, she took the cake and got there early in the morning. And the gate man said, sorry, your guy is not around. And he didn't open the gate. So she was calling and calling this phone. She had the cake in a taxi with her, waiting and waiting for him. She waited till around 10 p.m., hoping he will come back from, 10 a.m., hoping he will come up from around 8 a.m. Then at 10:30, the gate opens and he drives up with another girl. She gets out of the taxi, flags him down, honey, and looks at him, yes, what are you doing here? You didn't tell me you were coming. He said, oh, I just brought you a cake, thank you, put it in the back seat. And she gets the cake, puts in the back seat with a gift, and says, I'll talk to you later, bye, thank you. And he drives off with another woman, and she's there in the car, feeling happy, and thinking, oh yeah, he took my gift, he'll talk to me later. Then she goes back home and cries. Now tell me, that's another thing. Now, that it didn't stop there. This guy didn't call her that day. He didn't say thank you for the gift she got. And mind you, when she gets him gifts, not cheap gifts, very expensive designer gifts and perfume, she can spend half her salary getting this guy something, but this guy treats her like crap. So the other friend had enough. She now takes it upon herself and calls this guy. This guy picks and says, oh, hello, don't say hello to me. How can you treat my friend this way? What's the matter with you? Why don't you just tell her you're not interested? He says, look, I have told her I am not interested. I can't marry her, but she won't let me be. She keeps coming after me. She keeps pleading with me. And the worst part, she keeps blaming herself and thinking that if she just does this, I wouldn't treat her this way. But it doesn't matter what she does. I don't want to marry her. I don't understand why she can't get that into her thick skull. And the friend goes, really? You've told her? I've told her. And I don't know what else to do. I have treated her badly so she can go. I have spoken to her badly. I've done everything I could except hit her. But she won't leave me alone. So what do you want me to do? Please talk to your friend. Tell her to leave me alone. So the guy says, oh, sorry, I didn't know you had got into that. She drops the phone with the guy and calls her friend and says, where are you? He says, I'm his. And she comes to say, come see me. And the girl comes and says, what's wrong with you? This guy says he doesn't want you. Why are you still forcing yourself on him? What do you want? Why don't you leave him alone? He said, no, I love him. I can't leave him. He's the only one for me. If I don't marry him, I will die. He's my love. He's my bull. He just doesn't know what he wants. He really does want me. He's nice to me most of the time. It's only once in a while when I don't treat him well. You know me, I talk too much. My mouth is too sharp. You know, I can tell anybody off. The way I talk to him, I don't respect him. I understand. It's only when he's upset, he treats me that way. And she went on and reading everything out. And his friend thought, this is a lost cause. What am I going to do? So she started to say, let's see, maybe if she actually catches this guy making love to another woman, maybe it will help, because she knew that this had happened several times. And there's been rumors of him sleeping with other women and in the house. So what does she do? She says, okay, we'll plan this. So she decides, let's go visit this guy one day. So they go together to the boyfriend's house, and as they get there, the gate man lets them in for some reason. And as they climb up the stairs, to his apartment, the other one is thinking, why are we not calling him that we're here? He said, don't worry, let's just go. So they get to the door, they knock on the door, there's no response. They keep knocking, there's no response. So they decide to go around to the side, because the apartment has a balcony wrapping it around, and they go on peeping through windows, and they see him on the bed with another woman actually making love. And she hits the window severally. The guy ignores her, the air conditioning is on. Who knows whether they can heal? And she collapses there and she's crying. Anyway, you would think that would be enough, so they get back home. So when she gets back home, she sends him a text, nasty text and everything. The guy doesn't reply. She calls and calls, the guy doesn't reply. And then all of a sudden, 3 days later, she comes and says, yeah, he called me, he said he's sorry, and he blames me that it was because he called me, couldn't get me, and really wanted to make love. So one girl came to see him, and she reeled out this crazy story, and this girl was like, are you crazy? Anyway, this went on and on and on, and she had other guys trying to date her, lovely guys. She turned everybody down and everything. Eventually, what happened? She found out this guy went to his village, got married, and didn't tell her. He came back to town, left his wife in the village, and was busy, you know, busy milling around other women and trying to, and she was still going to give him gifts. Eventually, she found out he was married, and now she's heartbroken. She doesn't want to have anything to do with any guy. She hates all guys. She told me to visit. She said, auntie, I'm celibate now. I hate guys that are deceitful, guys are this. And as she was talking, I was looking and I was thinking, really? But you know, you brought most of this upon yourself. Did you not see the handwriting on the wall? Did you not see that this guy didn't want you? You were forcing yourself in him. You were going out of your way to do things for a guy who doesn't even appreciate you. He didn't want you, although he kept taking what you were giving him, which was bad. But at the same time, there were signs there. The way he treated you, the way he spoke to you, the way he flaunted other women in front of you. He didn't appreciate anything you did for him, but you clung on. And everybody told you to leave him alone. This guy was useless, but you didn't listen. Now you want to blame the other guy, folks, for what you blindly did? Come on, girl. You have a lot of blame in this as well, and so does he. But if you don't take responsibility for the part you played in this whole saga, it's going to repeat itself. Yes, now you're being celebrated off, guys, but eventually when you decide to settle for someone, you're not going to know yourself well. You're not going to have any respect for yourself. You've got to know that nobody makes you happy but you, and you cannot love, no one can love you as much as you love yourself. If you don't love yourself, if you don't respect yourself, nobody will love you, nobody will respect you. It is how people see you and how you treat yourself that people treat you. You give them permission to treat you badly. You're not supposed to give anybody permission to run your life or to tell you what to do or how to behave or to make you feel inferior or to make you feel a complex that you're not good enough, because that's what you did with this guy. Every time he came at you with abuses, with the way he was, you blamed yourself and thought you were the one at fault. That is verbal and mental abuse. You know, people think it's only physical that is abused. Mentally, verbally, you can be abused that you're so down and dejected that you feel that everything is your fault. It is still part of being abused. But a lot of the time, we started by allowing ourselves to be treated that way. If you don't value yourself, nobody will value you. If a guy says, I don't want you, and you keep forcing yourself on him, that means you don't value yourself and you don't know your self-worth. He's going to keep treating you anyhow. He's going to keep talking at you. He's going to keep, you know, he's just going to treat you like crap. I'm sorry to use that word, but that's what he is. You got to know your value. You got to know who you are. You got to take a step back and think, this is not me. Why should I let somebody destroy my life? Why should I give somebody permission to come into my own life? That is my life, my choices, my decisions. I decide what I want my life to be, not somebody else coming in to tell me what to do. I decide the choices that I make. I don't have to be with this guy. I can be with somebody who loves and appreciates me and cherishes me. And trust me, there are loads of people out there who will love and cherish you the way you deserve to be treated. Don't let anybody flaunt you around and drag you around in mud. And this goes for both guys and girls. Guys, don't let a woman treat you like crap because you want to date her. Don't let a woman talk to you anyhow. Look, if you really want someone and they really want you, it's a mutual thing. You've got to love each other. It's not a 90% love from you and 10% from them. It's not going to work out because you're always going to be subservient to them. You're always going to be walking on eggshells around them. You're always going to be blaming yourself for every argument, every disagreement you have. You're going to be the one saying sorry and groveling to them, even when they're guilty, and they're going to milk it. The thing is, when someone knows that you would always take the blame, they would milk it and treat you bad. And you don't deserve that. Nobody does. So my darling girls and boys, uncles and aunties, brothers and sisters, well, this is for you guys out there who don't have any self-esteem, who don't have any boundaries in your life, who allow people to walk all over you, and who base your happiness depending on what somebody says to you. Stop it. It's not worth it. Respect yourself. Give yourself some self-worth. Love yourself first, and others will begin to love you. See yourself as an amazing person, a person of value. It is the value that you place on you that somebody else will place on you. Well, you know I love you guys. Don't forget to be a blessing and make a difference. Do take care now. This is She Heals checking out. Bye.